We have another doubleheader episode today with two big ideas. First, what to say when you're introducing yourself and making a new connection so that they lean in and ask for more and they don't totally shut down and walk away. We've all been to those events where people introduce themselves and your jaw just kind of starts to relax and you're thinking, what are you talking about? I don't know. So I'll give you some tips for that. And the second big idea is how you can embrace JOMO, a little concept that I learned from my buddy Pat Flynn. Hey, I'm your host, Cody Birch, and this is episode 99 of the Cody Builds a Business podcast, your unfiltered front row seat to watching me build a seven-figure online business from scratch or die trying. That's the last time you hear that intro because I'm changing it up in the next one. Let's get started. Have you ever been at those events where everybody goes around the room and they say what they do or what they're good at or whatever? So it goes something like this. So you say, hey, my name is Cody Birch. I'm from Colorado. I'm a dad or whatever. And then they say what they do. People really struggle with this. And it was something that I struggled with for a while. And one of the first things I invested in when I started my own agency is I wanted to set myself apart from my competition and learn how to really introduce myself in a way that was more powerful and meaningful and wasn't like, well, my name's Cody. I run a digital marketing agency. Lots of people run a digital marketing agency. And so the wrong way to do this, there's a couple ways. Number one is to be really vague. And I met people at an event recently. I think it was at the wrong event, but people would go in the room and they would say stuff like, I authenticate healers to unlock their inner creativity or something like that, right? Or like so many people said up level. Like I up level feelers to seek a deeper relationship and a higher enlightenment or something. And I was like, what are you talking about? I have no idea what you actually do for a living. I have no idea how you help people get a result. I have no idea what I could even buy from you. And I get so confused, I just shut down. And so Chris Smith, a friend of mine at the Campfire Effect, he mentioned a framework that I'll have him come on someday and teach it to us all in a really profound way. But a great way to respond to this, there's a couple ways. Here's a really simple way is you can say that sentence structure is kind of okay. I would just encourage you to be more specific. So you could say, I could say, I help digital business owners get more leads. Like that's what I could say. So that's a little interesting, right? With like, oh, well, how do you do that? Or how do you help them get more leads? Or what do you mean a digital business owner or something like that, right? It provokes a few more questions and a bit of a follow-up that people can ask. Tell me more about that. And then they want to know if it's for them or not, if it's a fit for them or not. So when we go to networking events, when I go to networking events, I'm always afraid that I'm going to meet people like that, that they're some kind of person who's going to promise to up-level me to feel more emotional connectivity with my creator or something like that. You're like, interesting and not sure if you can help me. And I'm the kind of guy, I'm not saying you should be like me at all, but I'm the kind of guy that just shuts down. I'm just like, I can't even deal with this right now. I don't even know what that is. Another simple framework is you can tell a story. So I could say something like, well, I found that digital business owners have a clear path of where they're trying to get, but they don't always know how to get there. Do you ever notice that? Or something like that, right? You could answer with kind of a question like that. And digital business owners, I'm hearing me say that out loud, doesn't really sound that amazing, but you could say like, I notice a lot of speakers and authors, they're really good at their message, but they never have a predictable way to get leads. And since if you just leave it there, the natural next question is like, oh, well, you know, what do you mean? Or how do you help them or whatever? So and then you could transition a couple ways. You could say, so then I help them get leads, help them have a more predictable way to get leads into their universe, which hopefully would provoke another question. You have a little conversation there. So you can tell a quick story about something that you've seen or something that you found out in the marketplace. Like I found a lot of people that own their own business. They don't know how to explain what they do. So I help them do that in a powerful way. That's not what I do, but that's what maybe Chris Smith might say, something like that. So then it's just it's a nice way to disrupt the conversation and it's more specific. And one question I love that people always recoil when I ask them this is I will ask them, because I don't have time to mess around, what can I buy from you? Like if I feel like they're not getting to the point and I'm not trying to have any kind of status in the room, I just feel like life is too short and I've got to meet a lot of people, just curious. What can I buy from you? And then they'll tell me. So if you know what you offer to people, like, so for me, I'd say, well, I do that a couple different ways. I have a book that I offer that teaches how to get leads. And I also have a group coaching program and I have some private consulting that I sell for, you know, for people to get leads in their business or something like that, right? Very concise. It just cuts through all the trash. I heard that from Brad Martineau at Six Division. We were at a kind of a mastermind, and he said, hey, go around the room, say your name, where you're from. He said something else, like something interesting about yourself, and then like cut the crap and just tell me what I can buy from you. Like, don't hit me with the I authenticate healers to feel on a more authentic level or whatever. Like, give me the actual goods. What are you selling? What does it cost? Who's it for, et cetera, right? And that amount of clarity I found to be very, very powerful. So if you've noticed that when you go to networking events and you tell people what you do that they just totally shut down, it might be because you're saying something that's too confusing, or it's not very specific, or that it's not interesting, or like you need to think a better way to phrase that. I heard it a couple weeks ago at an event. A person taught their simple framework was something like, people hire me to blank. So authors hire me to help them get more leads. Authors help, you know, or whatever, like speakers hire me to have a powerful message, or consultants hire me to get more leads, something like that, right? Because when you say the I help statement, that this person said something like, it sounds like you help them for free. Like, I help my son get chocolate milk in the morning. Like, that's kind of what it sounded like. So get super specific and let people know exactly what they can buy from you. We've all heard of FOMO, right? It's the fear of missing out. And I think it drives us crazy as entrepreneurs. For me, here's how this shows up. I'm afraid I'm going to miss something at an event. I'm afraid I'm going to miss a great email sequence from somebody that I want to emulate. And so I tend to save emails, or I'll buy event recordings as if I'm ever going to watch them. Or I'm afraid I'm going to miss out on a book or a big idea, so I buy a lot of books and don't ever consume them. And that can lead to a bunch of downloaded podcasts, a bunch of saved shows on your DVR, a bunch of stacks of books around your house that you're never going to read because you're so afraid of missing out. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, that stresses me out when I feel like I'm not getting anywhere and not making any progress, that my fear of missing out on something is driving me to buy things I don't need and save things I don't need. And let's be honest, it causes you to become a hoarder because you're afraid you're going to miss out on something. Maybe you're traveling too much and you're just gone too much because you're afraid you're going to miss the next big thing. And Pat Flynn, on his podcast, in his introduction, he has a great guy do the intro to each one of his podcasts, and he'll say something kind of silly every time, a quirk or a thing that he likes or just a weird fact about him. And one of them, the intro guy, said, and now welcome Pat Flynn, who loves JOMO, which is the joy of missing out, the joy of missing out. And earlier this year, I took a blackout trip in April, which meant it was a 3 or 4 day experience with a friend of mine, Rob Nunnery. And there was no technology, no email, no phone, no cell phone, no nothing for 3 or 4 days. And it was really great. And you know what? The world didn't implode on itself like a dying star while I was gone. I got back from that trip, got back online, and I didn't really want to get back online. I didn't really want to see all the Facebook messages or the Instagram messages or all the emails, or I wanted to touch base with my wife and let her know that I was okay and safe. But I noticed that I was much more present when I wasn't worried about what I was missing out on and could really focus on the joy of not being present for some of those things and the joy of just being in the moment with those friends and those relationships that I had. And so I want to encourage you this holiday season to consider that. What can you miss out on? How long can you go without looking at your cell phone? Are there old emails you thought you would read or copy or blog posts or bookmarks in your browser? Looking at my browser right now, there's so many bookmarks of things that I thought that I would consume eventually, or Trello boards that are just collections of things throughout the year of ideas I've had, or content to create, or stacks of post-it notes around my desk thinking there's things that I want to get done and I don't want to miss anything. And so I just kind of drive myself to continue to consume stuff and save stuff and hoard stuff, and it's not really healthy. So thank you to Pat Flynn for the interesting concept dropped in the introduction of your amazing podcast, the Smart Passive Income Podcast, about the joy of missing out. And I'm looking forward to spending more time with my family this holiday season, getting less email, sending less email, saving less things, paying attention to less things, unsubscribing from many things. I mentioned this recently on an episode called The Purge. I think it was episode 60-something, where I was just purging stuff, purging things that I had saved, donating stuff, giving away stuff, deleting episodes of The Walking Dead or Westworld or something like that, that I thought that I would at some point want to watch so I could be a part of that conversation. And now I'm just being more present and focusing on the joy of missing out. I can't believe we are 99 episodes into the Cody Builds a Business podcast. I've got so many exciting things in store for the next few episodes and what the next 100 episodes are going to look like. So be sure to tune in this Friday to the 100th episode, where it'll be a celebration of where we're at so far, what we've done, what I've learned, what worked, what hasn't worked, as you've joined me along the way on this front row seat to watching me build this business up from nothing, from literally no fans, no influence, no money, no income, no nothing, to what it's become now. So thank you so much for the first 99 episodes, and I'm looking forward to bringing you the next 100. I'll see you on Friday.
Yay!